awake all night. The cabinet radio glowed with its lighted dial as I pressed my face to the glass. My spectacles, thick as dishes, were kaleidoscopes of light, so I'd lean close to make out numbers and the brilliant city of tubes just visible through a crevice. I never heard the music as I traced those lamp-lit houses, like a sleepy, mindful ghost who looks down out of habit at the vivid world.